Let's go, Katie.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Shift.
It's our final episode of 2019,
aww,
which is the final episode of our first year.
Yeah.
Of The Shift.
Aww. It's been a great year.
It's been a great year. It's hard to believe that it's been nearly a year.
I know. It's mental, isn't it? Yeah, because we started first week of February, maybe, was it?
It was definitely, I think,
or
our
January?
First episode went up in Feb. Or maybe the... our experiment app, which became the first app of The Shift, but was actually an app on the Des Bishop podcast originally. Maybe that was January.
I think so, because I went back with you to Ireland in March.
Yes.
So when we had had a few out by the time I went back. So yeah, definitely. We'd been planning it since October.
Oh, was it October we started chatting about it?
Yeah, we met up for tea in October because I went and did your Caroline shows.
Oh.
Or even maybe earlier, because your Caroline shows were definitely October, right? Weren't they?
I don't remember.
I think so.
I think it was the first week of November. Those Caroline shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I'm to be honest. But, you know, let's not get too hung up on...
No, but yeah.
On the logistics. It's the end of the first year of The Shift. Who would have thought? Unlikely pair.
I know.
An unlikely pair that we've navigated through... Well, I mean, let's look at what we've had to navigate. First and foremost, we've had to navigate the geographical challenges of not always being in the same place.
Yeah, and we handled it great. I'm proud of us, in fairness.
Yeah.
Credit where credit's due.
We had to navigate the generation gap difficulties of two different generations and also two different levels of sexual experience.
Yeah, definitely.
We've navigated that. We've had to navigate, let's speak cryptically, but... We've had to navigate certain people's dissatisfaction with the openness and honestness of the podcast, which we've kept quiet from our listeners, which we'll remain to do. We'll keep it cryptic.
Okay, yeah. That was bonding, though.
Yeah, we've had to navigate that.
That was when people say something mean about you and then it shows when your friend has your back, you're like, oh, I'm glad this person did this. Does that make sense? It can make it bonds you. So, but yes, cryptic.
Keep it cryptic. And then we've had to navigate the death of my mother.
Yeah, Jesus.
And we didn't miss a week.
No, in fairness to you.
Right? And any other challenges we've had to navigate, Katie?
No.
Nothing.
You helped me, you know... I was ignoring a lot of red flags with a boyfriend, so the podcast definitely helped me step away from that. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you've also had to navigate the fact that you're mining every aspect of your personal life on the podcast.
But I'm good. I keep certain stuff private.
You do. And now we're about to navigate. Both of us are having what would be considered not ideal Christmases on the way.
I know. I hate that I'm here. I really regret not just not getting a flight home because I was like, oh, well, I was in Ireland for 5 weeks, so I don't really need to go home at Christmas. And I'm like, sure. Like, I have the money. Like, it was stupid. I should have just booked it.
It's character building, you know? It's good
I know.
You know what, Katie? I think sometimes it's good to experience the wilderness. It's good to experience the sense of, you know, just being on your own and living your own life in a strange place at Christmas time because... It strengthens your character, I think.
Yeah,
your
character's pretty strong, though. So.
But you know, there's always
always
growing that can be done.
No, and there's people I love here that I'll get to spend it with. You know, and one of my best friends, I'll spend it Christmas Day with him. Sure, the only thing is, like, I should have definitely told people I was around. I didn't tell people, so I didn't book enough shows this week.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, see, that's actually. That's what I love about New York Christmas is the amount of shows you can do and the vibe.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's in a good mood, you know?
But I have my show this weekend and then I have another show and I'll probably end up hopefully doing New York, but I'm also working as well. So it's like, you know, in fairness to them, they give me so much time off to go do comedy. Like, they give me 5 weeks off. It would have been a bit cheeky to also be like, can I have Christmas off?
Nah, whatever. It's fine. This is your New York Christmas.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be... No, it'll be good, you know, and I'll get drunk.
I have to navigate my first parentless Christmas.
I know. I'm so sorry. What else do you meant to say to that? What if I had been like, you'll be grand.
Exactly.
Or, get over it, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you had parents.
That's what I'd say to myself.
You know? Bottle that up. You remember, you're Irish as well. Yeah, Irish American.
Toughen it. I'm not one of these fuckers that fucking gives into my emotions. I'll fucking rise above the pain. But anyway, I go on my first parentless Christmas, but which is fine actually, because I have like a Christmas routine of the last few years that revolves around, you know, being here in New York and doing shows. Now it's been a little bit infiltrated by my friends getting married on the 29th, so I'm actually going back to Ireland on the night of the 28th. But I like the little Comedy Cellar routine. And then the only bit that's different, obviously, is my brother and his family, you know, they really wanted me to be around. We got people shouting at us. We're in the middle of a podcast here, bro. Open the window there. See if we get this guy on. Merry Christmas to you. We're actually recording a podcast. We're recording a podcast right now.
Listen to our podcast. It's called The Shift.
Where are you? Put the mic out to him.
Merry Christmas from NYC.
So the vibe is good at New York Christmas.
You're right.
That's
no,
my
I'm glad
part.
I stayed. Screw my family. Yes. I got this group of lads here in this car.
Yeah, random. I don't know. Is he African or something? He definitely had like a...
He had an accent,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he had a bit of an accent.
He's just delighted to be here.
He's just delighted, you know? He's having his New York moment. We're here fucking moaning about it. I bet his parents are alive, though. But anyway, so... With that being said, this is our last episode of the year. We'll take New Year's off just to reset, and sure, there's plenty of eps up there for everybody to be listening to.
Oh, and my Christmas present from all you guys, if you don't mind, if all of yous could write a review, that'd be a great Christmas present for me. A good one, none of the shite reviews.
A good review, 5 stars.
Yeah,
and spread the word about the podcast.
Yep.
So first of all, I haven't even said that Katie and I are driving back. I'm driving Katie home to Astoria from the Comedy Cellar, which is where we recorded tonight. And my original thought was that perhaps we would grab some comics to get their sort of sexual New Year revolution for 2020. And the first comic that I asked was John Laster, who actually, Katie, you're good buddies with him, right?
Yeah, I love John.
John hosts at the Cellar. Such a lovely guy. He's a very interesting story. By the way, Katie, we've chatted to him already, but I had spots all night, so I was actually sort of bouncing up and down in and out of the conversation. So did he tell his history?
His what?
Like the history of his basketball life, or he just alluded to it, right?
He alluded to it because he just said that he was a successful basketballer and then talked about the dating around that and the sex around it.
Yeah, so just for the record, he was destined for like the NBA, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, and he got a very bad injury. But he was a basketball prodigy, like 100% superstar basketball player. And, you know, obviously some of the stories he tells later on are a little bit sort of almost as if he had celebrity status, which was kind of true because he was a star player on a big college team, which is a big enough deal here in the United States. So, and then he, you know, that sort of didn't happen. And this comedy life is kind of like his second life. And in a way, I wish, maybe I'll try to get him on the Des Bishop podcast. In a way, I wish I hadn't been bouncing up and down, or perhaps it's not for the shift, but I would like to talk to him about that, you know.
Yeah.
The different struggles. But anyway, that's who John Laster is. Lovely guy.
But it's kind of like the way he spoke about his time and with sex and stuff there, it's kind of like rock and roll. Basketball is like what I imagine the rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, so in a way, this wasn't the plan.
No.
But it turned out to be a little bit of a... kind of like sex, drugs, and rock and roll app.
Yeah, it was like he really was very honest, very, this is what I did, and sure, that's that, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's pretty refreshing.
You know, it's Murphy's Law, because this is boring, but I'm going to say it anyway. I finally got a spot in my building. Yeah. I now have an official, you know, spot in the parking lot. I was on a two-year wait. I was on a waiting list. It took 2 years, but now I have it. I mean, I pay for it, but it's a good price. And I just drove by a street which has, like, really good parking on it. And, of course, like, it's so hard to get a spot there. But now that I have a fucking parking lot, of course there's a spot there just as we drive by. Because we're right around the corner from my apartment.
Oh, right.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yeah, so and in the end, you ended up, I mean, really, it's mostly you having a chat with John. I mean, I had four spots tonight.
Yeah, you and you came in and you were chatting away. And it's really just John chatting away, in fairness. He's just spilling his guts, you know. It's great. Like he was
kind of unexpected. It wasn't what we had planned tonight.
Yeah, he's really now, he should have his own podcast for sure. It's very interesting.
And he's got that voice, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit like, you know.
I think he's one of the first comics I saw when I came here. Him and Wendy, actually. But anyway, I think he is hysterical.
I mean, I love John. He's my favorite. He's the best host, too.
Every time I see him, he just does whatever comes into his head. He's just fucking, I've seen him of so much different material as well. Like, you know, I just think he's brilliant.
Yeah, so this episode is with John Laster, and we'll be back after the chaos of me bouncing in and out and Katie getting more than she bargained for with John, sex, drugs,
God, Jesus,
and rock and roll basketball lifestyle.
I'll just tell you, I guess I couldn't be a basketball star, but it wouldn't have fit me. I'd never be a basketball star's girlfriend, I'll tell you that.
Katie, I just want to point out, and this is a blatant stereotype, but what? If you were a basketball star, my understanding about the WNBA is most of them are not just playing for the same team, but they're playing for the same team.
What does that mean?
Like, I think there's a lot of lesbians in the WNBA.
Wait, I said I wouldn't be with a basketball star.
Oh, sorry.
After the stories he told there tonight.
Oh,
I was
sorry, my bad.
That's not my life at all.
I thought you were saying I would never be a basketball star.
Oh,
sorry, too.
I can't fucking, you know, put the ball in the net, but...
No pun intended.
Oh, well,
but,
you know.
Anyway, yeah, so this is John Laster. And we'll be back after the chat.
Having not heard from her. Yes. Imagine that.
She just dumped you and you haven't heard from her?
Haven't heard from her.
Damn.
That's like somebody just leaving.
How long ago? How long ago?
And never coming back.
How long ago?
3 weeks ago.
Did she do it to your face?
What do you mean to my face?
So she just said, we're over, and walked out. She didn't explain.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty much. That was it. I know, it's brutal.
How long were you together?
We were seeing each other. I wouldn't say officially together. 5 months?
Five months, so not nothing.
Yeah, right? That's enough time to be like,
yeah,
hey.
5 months in New York is like 10 years other places.
10 years.
But let me just ask you. So she broke up with you, and then, because actually I had forgotten to press record, but I got you just at the beginning of the breakup, which is the juicy part. Because there's a lot going on, you know. Hassan
distracted.
We didn't get Hassan. You know, I was distracted. You know.
Okay.
I was worried about the mics, but anyway. So it was 5 months, and then she texted you.
To a puff of
she
smoke.
Texted you or said it to your face.
She texted me.
Oh, the text breakup.
She texted me, and then, well, here's the thing though. Then after the text, she said, "I don't want to." Like, just throw everything away. Let's work on this. We'll talk about it tomorrow, you know, because this relationship is clearly worth keeping intact, saving. Haven't heard anything since.
3 weeks?
Yeah. In 3 weeks.
Did you text her?
Of course I texted
her. Oh, my God.
First of all, you can only text so many times.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Well, you got it. You got your dignity, bro.
No, I'm going to go see if they sell dignity at CVS.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go pick up some six-pack of self-esteem at CVS.
That's a good comedy album, six-pack of self-esteem.
Six-pack of self-esteem at CVS when this podcast is over because, it's all gone. It is all gone.
And how did you meet her? She's not a comedian, is she?
At a show.
Oh, she was at a show.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no. But yeah, I met her at a show. Yeah, and then she DM'd me, kind of like I meet everybody else in my DMs. It goes down.
Yeah,
it
goes down the DMs. That's unfortunate that she did the text. But now I have to. Can I defend her on one aspect? A clean breakup is easier if there's no contact afterwards.
Yeah,
like it's easy. It does make the separation quicker.
It's shitty though. But okay.
You want the methadone. You want a detox. You know,
but at least she's not stringing you along. Like, this lets you just kind of...
Yeah, she's cold turkey in your ass, man.
No, cold turkey as a frozen turkey.
I do that. I fucking block. Bye.
Irish are cold, man.
Yeah.
But still, do you cut them off in their face? I think
no. I've texted all the last guys and been like, "Hey, this isn't working for me. Bye." And then when they've texted me like, "You bitch," or get mad, I just go black and I'm out.
Oh, that's terrible.
But it's same as you though. It's like four months, and usually the reason why I'm texting is because I know it's going to be a huge argument, and I know that it's just easier. Oh God, I am a terrible person.
Yes, you are. Yes.
I think it's easier, though, because especially if they're argumentative, it's like...
Even if you are argumentative...
Not saying that you are, but I know the last two guys where I texted was because I tried to talk to them on the phone and their face, and it was just
so
blowing up.
So you did
up.
Try to talk to them on their face.
But I didn't get to break... I guess I pussied out of breaking up.
Break up by text is frowned upon, although I'm a defender of it, but...
You're a defender of break up by text?
Well, it's just...
No, I have been a defender of it in the past, yeah. Oh, but it's frowned upon, John. It's frowned upon.
Yes, I think after 5 months, you deserve a sit down.
Yeah.
A sit down.
But the thing, John, is you're a nice guy. You're reasonable. You're not going to kill her.
No,
I'm taking it from a side where I'm.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you too.
I deserve to be shut down in my face.
No.
I deserve a hey. Let me tell you why this is not going to.
So you can work on it. Yeah.
I've never broken up by text, but I have ended brief, intense flings by text and gotten a hard time.
Yeah,
that's different. A fling? If it was a fling?
Yeah, but I got the pushback though. I didn't get. I understand that we just had a fling and this is acceptable. I got a lot of pushback.
Right.
Yeah, and when I talk about it, the last guy was like a pulse checker, and the guy before that was like a raging alcoholic. So for me, text was like an easy. It would have been drama. So
yeah.
But
can I just point out, this is very off topic. You look a lot like Saoirse Ronan tonight. Can you see that?
Like who?
Saoirse Ronan.
Like if Saoirse Ronan was doing a sex podcast.
Hey, I'm the slutty Saoirse Ronan.
Now here's the.
I love that. Thank you, Des. I love.
I want you guys to keep talking about the text thing. Oh, actually, can I also just say, phone sex? You must be good at phone sex. You got a good phone.
No.
No.
No, I'm horrible.
Really?
No, not only am I horrible, let me tell you.
Because I tell you right now, the Irish girls listening to this are getting wet with those smooth, that smooth.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm John, y'all. I was a basketball player.
So I never, like, really had game.
You have game.
Oh, I got you. No, that's
Wait,
good.
A ball player?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Yeah, no, he was nearly a professional basketball player.
Oh.
He played high-level university.
So you mean you were just getting girls walking up to you? You didn't have to even think about it.
I never had like the.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't have to like hit on women.
Never had to go through the whole phone sex, and I don't have game though. Like I don't have like good lines to like.
Yeah.
Rope women in. Yeah, just not. Yeah, unfortunately, I need to work on that because you know getting dumped. Apparently, my.
Well, it's tough. You're 38. You're like me. I'm 44. You're 30. You know, we're late in the game, and we're still in the single.
Down.
Yeah, we're still in the single game. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's tough.
Yo, our
How
stock
old is she?
Going down.
It's dropping like that ball on New Year's Eve, motherfucker.
It's dropping like the
ball. What?
Jesus.
What? How old is she?
She's mid 20s.
Oh, mid 20s. See, that's that age gap is tough to maintain.
You think so? I don't think that was it. I fucked up, but still.
Did you fuck up?
You don't
want to out yourself.
Yeah, I fucked up. My communication skills leave something to be desired. So, and women hate when you fucking don't communicate well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a theme of the podcast.
Yeah, man. So I definitely need to step that up.
And so is that your New Year's resolution for 2020 is be a better communicator?
After I buy some self-esteem,
Yeah,
after I pick
Well, you got to build yourself back up, John.
You're fine. You're tall enough. You don't need to buy self-esteem.
Now you guys got to keep talking because I screwed up a little bit on the time too. I'm doing a fat black.
Oh, you got to get on stage.
Yeah, I'm doing a fat black. But you guys chat away, and then here's the, you do the admin on that, and I'm gonna give you the headphones. Okay.
Okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You guys just keep the ball.
Sorry, running. I'll be back. But you guys finish up whenever. But I'll be back. Okay?
Okay, cool.
And then don't leave any of the stuff unattended. So there's a lot of admin on this podcast today. End of year stuff, you know. Jeez. I'll see you in a while.
It's very loud in my ears. Hello, John. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great.
Okay. So yes, you are a terrible person for not telling people in their face, for not breaking up in their face.
Yeah, but the two people, one of them was too drunk, and he just wouldn't listen to me, and then the other guy would have murdered me. So it was more a safety issue.
I, as an addict, will side with you if someone is under the influence and irrational, because I've been that person too, but not like where I would kill somebody. But I would, if somebody broke up with me, like, in my drinking, drugging days, I totally get that.
Yeah, this guy, he's been, like, sent home since. So that guy had, he was a lovely guy sober, but sure, he was hammered most of the time.
I was a horrible human being under the influence. So,
it's hard.
I totally get that.
But so if she, but let's say if she had a come and talked, I don't know, like, you'd still be as upset. But I guess, though, 5 months, I feel like after... Four.
No, not true. Yo, yeah. Let me check this out. I watch a lot of murder shows.
Okay.
Right? a lot of murder shows. And oftentimes what happens is when someone's loved one gets killed, they're willing, the aggrieved family is willing to ask the judge to be super duper lenient, even with a killer, if the killer tells them where the body is.
Yeah.
So that you can have some closure.
Oh, yeah, okay, closure. I get shit.
So if you dump me in my face, do you know what I mean?
No, I know. I'll dump the next guy to his face. Let's go ahead, John.
At least I know where the body is. You know what I mean? And then even though I'll be hurt, at least I'll have that closure. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I did da 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 da, and she did me the DC. I've never been dumped like
this. Okay, well, what's the worst way you've dumped somebody?
What's the worst way? I think... Oh, this is bad.
Oh, this is great. This is great. No. I have a bad way too, as well. So you're fine.
Oh, I was horrible. So, my college girlfriend, madly, madly in love with, I was moving here to do comedy, but I knew how hard it was going to be. Like, I knew it was this, you know, to make it to the top of the food chain in New York City is borderline impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's 1 out of 100 comedians that are ever truly going to make a living or be deemed a comedian's comedian or work at the Cellar. Like, this is rare air. And I knew it was going to be beyond tough to do. So my college girlfriend, we go out to IHOP, right?
IHOP. For our Irish listeners, not our American ones, but it's a fucking pancake place.
Yes, a pancake place. We go to IHOP.
Pancake McDonald's.
In Denver. After I got out of college, and I told her, I was like, you know what? This isn't working out. I don't want to be with you anymore. And she thought that I was going there to be like, maybe you should move to New York after, you know, da da da. And she just started bawling.
Yeah.
And I sat there with, I still get choked up thinking about it. But I sat there with a straight face, but it wasn't because I didn't love her. It was because I didn't want her to go through this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This hellish.
Oh, this isn't that bad. I thought you were going to. No, that's not bad. That's just like a normal breakup. Breakups are hard.
But it wasn't based in anything. And it felt like I completely blocked. When I touched, she just came completely undone. Mm. And I felt, to this day,
it's
I
horrible.
Still like
see?
Her.
Don't you wish you had sent a text message? Didn't have to witness all that.
Should have just text her.
It's over.
But we're friends now.
That's good. She's probably married. And
yeah, we're really friends. We're good friends now. She has a kid in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's great. You're friends now. And look, you're playing the Cellar or gigging at the Cellar. So.
But that was horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, now she's like, oh, I seen you on TV. I watched you on the internet. I watched your movie last night. So it was, she's like, I'm happy that you, at least you accomplished what the reason you dumped me. At least you got done what you set out to do. But
it's like a Kanye West song. One of those ones where he's like, you know that song where she's like, she can't trust performers anymore?
Yes. But yeah, that was pretty bad. And I'm sure that there's some people, you know, over the years, like I said, I was a drinking, drugging wizard at one point in time. So there's tons of people that I've dumped. Just not ever fucking called anything before.
Yeah.
I've ghosted people before, but never anyone that I had dealt with for that amount of time and it was kind of serious.
Yeah. But 5 months, were you exclusive with the girl who broke up with you via text?
Kinda.
Because I definitely think if it's exclusive, if it's exclusive, you have to meet.
You know what? No.
See, so that's the thing. If it's not exclusive, maybe she was like, maybe that was the issue. Maybe you need to text her.
It was
her
a huge issue. I said it was my fault.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I said it was my fault. I'm not, I'm never delusional, nor do I lie. Like, it's my fault. But I still think, you can still sit down and be like, hey, this is a bridge too far.
It could be, though, that she knew if she met up with you, she'd stay with you. Sometimes it's too hard. Because then you're there. And
so then I deserve that fight.
I tried to break up with a guy 3 times. That's the alcoholic guy. I end up having to be over text message. Because every time I try to break up with him, he's like, nah, we're not breaking up. I'm like, okay.
I like this guy.
I think you met him, actually.
Oh,
he used to work at the show you did. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's
back in
the
Ireland.
Show I did?
Yeah, the Upper East Side one.
Where did I work?
No, you did the show. Hello, Eagle. How are you?
I did a show where?
My show I used to run. It doesn't matter, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a very handsome man.
Okay.
Serious problem, though. Anyway, he's gone now.
Yeah, no, I think you deserve a sit down.
Yeah. I broke up with a guy once. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, guys, so sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I broke up with a guy once with my dad. My dad drove me up to the house. We packed my stuff in the car. Like before I woke him up, and then I went up and I woke him up while he was in bed, and then he woke up and I said, we're breaking up. Oh, he was very mad. He was like, do you have a getaway car?
And all of your stuff was packed, so you were done?
Yeah, my cat and everything was in the car. Like, most of my stuff. But, like, not all of my stuff. Enough for a week and stuff that I didn't want him to break.
Yeah.
And then told him, like, he had a week to move out because it was my house originally. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cat was in the car and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly, text. I guess I've not talked to people. But I don't think anyone that I was seriously involved with have I ever done that. I had a friend... This girl, she dumped me. That's not true. We kind of went our separate ways. But she, one night, this was a little weird too, but again, we were both in the throes of addiction. I was completely fucked up. She was doing heroin.
Jesus.
Yes. And she, I'm just telling on myself on this podcast, right? The reckless life that I live. And she, so we're laying in bed, right? And I was like, I swear to God. So it's like, Thursday, right? And I was like, yo, you should come to the show Monday or something. And she was like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm moving to LA on Sunday.
She said,
oh, I forgot to tell you,
how do you forget?
I'm moving to LA on Sunday. And I was like, bitch, what did you just say? She was like, yeah, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to... to rehab for heroin on Sunday.
Jesus.
I was like, well, when did you get the ticket? And she was like, 3 weeks. Like, you wasn't going to say nothing.
That's
and
mental.
She packed up and moved, and that was the end of that.
Do you ever speak to her again? I wonder if she cleaned up.
I spoke to her when she got out of recovery, but she knows that I'm, like, super possessive, so... She was dating somebody, and I'm sure she knew that would have made my head explode, even though we weren't together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every once in a while, she'll DM me, like, you know, like if I'm like, hey, debating on whether to take Tylenol, cold and flu, or something, something, a DM will come up, like, hey, I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you
nice.
Know, yeah.
Wait, so you're super, I miss you. You're super possessive still now, or just while you had an addiction?
Oh no, I mean if I like somebody, like I like, we were in a maniacally, obviously, one person's a fucking drunk, and you know, one person's an alcoholic and a drug addict, and the other person's on heroin. Yeah, that was awesome, but if I like somebody like that, then yeah, I'm possessive.
So how are you possessive? What do you like? You're like, don't be texting other guys. Or
no, I mean, just jealous. I just get really irritable.
Oh.
And even little shit. It doesn't even have to be anything that's significant. We could be watching a comedy special. You could be laughing at somebody else's jokes. I'm like, hey, bitch, is that funny? He's not that funny.
You're going to have to work on that. I would have text broke up with you too.
Yeah.
She's like, I was just laughing at the show.
Yes. It doesn't even have to be anything that's serious. I'm like, really? Is it that money? So, yeah,
can admit it, though. A lot of people who are possessive or jealous don't admit it. And
I'm not the type of person to show up at your job or something or text you 10 times. And I'm not that guy.
That was the other ex I broke up via text. He showed up at my house and texted, call me off unknown. So, you know.
I just feel it in my chest. But, yeah, I'm not the type of person to, like, scream or text you all day or stalk you. Yeah, I'm not that guy.
It's a non-crazy jealous when you can say that you are it. It's like a logical jealousy. If you can say that you're jealous, it's like logical jealousy because you're aware of it.
So jealous.
You know that it's there. You know it's something you need to control or work on.
Yeah, she knew that too. So I'm. You know what? To her credit, she was like, John's way too jealous.
The most recent girl?
Pretend this. No.
Oh.
The most recent girl. No, the most recent girl, like her etiquette was off the charts.
So she wouldn't give you a reason to be jealous.
No.
That's perfect.
Yeah, she was really good at not giving me reason to be jealous of anything. She's really good at that.
Aww.
I know. It's getting worse.
I'm so dumb. Oh, no. Well, you still might have time to save it. Just give it time. She might get back to you.
Oh, no. No. Not when people dead you like that. I think that's a real, like, end scene.
Well, at least you save money on Christmas presents.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Christmas is expensive.
Yeah. I definitely would have had to do something. I probably would have got a Christmas tree because we were together long enough.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, but you weren't exclusive. This is a very bizarre world for me.
What's that?
But you're 5 months not exclusive. You'll get a Christmas tree.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing, right? I know your guests are going to be like, someone please get him off your podcast. I know all your listeners are going to be like, don't ever bring this guy on again. Here's the thing, right? In my heart, I was exclusive. So I wasn't. So put it like this. I told her that we weren't exclusive, but I really wasn't seeing anyone. I just didn't want something to happen and then be lying. So I would rather say, hey, we're not exclusive until it was, you know, Christmas or something, and then just be like, hey, let's just... me and you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until the time was completely there. But I really wasn't seeing, I wasn't really interested in seeing anyone else.
It's a long time, you know, that would have been 6 months to expect someone to wait for exclusivity if they are monogamous.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm like the monogamy poor, if that makes sense. No, I love monogamy, so.
I totally get that. But
like it'd be different if you were like 6 months and you're living in different place or something, like, but you're here in New York and you're seeing each other, it's a bit.
Well, the other thing though was, and this is why I said, and I'm totally sure it's my fault, because when we had the discussion, she was like, she said the same thing that you did, like, I don't think I could do that. But I didn't want to lie.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have anything.
Could you just not cheat?
At the time, no, hear me out.
Okay.
This now, I think you'll find this reasonable.
Okay.
At the time, she brought it up, like, "What are we doing?" It had been like 2 or 3 weeks, and the reason she brought it up is because her friends were like, "What are you doing with this guy?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "You can't be listening to other people." But I gave her a pass. I was like, "Okay, well." You know, to be fair, I really like you, but in 2 or 3 weeks, you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit swirling around.
Yeah, two or three weeks is very soon.
That's so soon. And all I was thinking was, let me get rid of this shit so that none of it flares up. don't want to sit here and lie and be like, oh, yeah, we're together. Then I fuck some chick who I had already planned on coming over a couple days later. Yeah. Let me get rid of these people, which I did.
Yeah.
And then everything went up in flames.
I've been in exclusive relationships, though, after 3 weeks. Are you laughing at me, or did you just check out that woman who walked in?
No, no. You are the fucking polar opposite, though, of... I could see you being in 2 or 3 weeks. But, yeah, that's
I'm not saying that's right. Those relationships didn't last more than 4 to 5 months, so...
Oh, no. I don't think that there's any correlation between how soon some guy says he's going
to... It depends on... And in that, it was them asking me to be their girlfriend. I was like,
sure. It was their what?
They were asking me to be the girlfriend. And I was like, sure, sure. Because like, I don't have someone coming over in a few days. You know me. I'm not. I don't have 7 guys lined up, one for Tuesday, one for Wednesday.
I think that that's my default setting. But here's the other thing. Like, I'm seriously, like, trying to not be like that anymore. And it's getting easier and easier.
Yeah, so
I don't want to be that guy.
So you just have a set of hookups, and those women know that it's hookup, and it's kind of just fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And is that, have you always been like that, or is that since you moved
absolutely.
To New York? Absolutely. Yeah. So you never had shame with sex or whatever? You're just like bang, bang, bang.
Never what?
Shame with sex? Just bang,
what
bang,
do you
bang.
Mean shame.
I don't know. You just, you know, trying to find.
What? What shame?
I guess you're a man. It's a stupid question. You're just like, I just want to fuck everything. I guess I'm trying to see because, you know, sometimes when you meet people who move from somewhere else to New York, they're like, their eyes open up about sex and stuff.
Whereas, oh, okay. So you're saying that's you.
That's me.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's you. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of my Irish friends the same. A lot of my friends that came from like the Midwest
are more
the same.
Conservative.
More conservative.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
Here they're like, bang, bang,
well,
bang.
Well, no, not true.
Not me.
I was on stage, right?
Yeah.
To your point, I don't think that it's necessarily... Maybe it is some Midwest, but I was on stage. I'm joking, right? This is a couple months ago, and I said, I thought that we all went to college to fuck everybody we could. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the purpose, that was what I thought.
Yeah.
That's the way everybody talked on campus, whatever, whatever. Turns out that most people, I found out, only slept with about... four or five people their whole college experience.
Yeah. I only slept with one. I was with a boyfriend
totally
the whole time.
Totally fucking insane.
I had a boyfriend the whole time.
You
for
are
the 4 years.
Totally. Yo.
Or 2 years.
I just, but you know what the truth of the matter is? There's way more people in the world like you. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not delusional. I play ball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was at a weirdly high level. So I'm not comparing my numbers to regular people. I just thought that regular people slept with more than they did.
I imagine they did. If I didn't have a boyfriend, and after when I broke up with the boyfriend, I was like having some fun. But that wasn't like true college. That was just true after, that was after college.
After what?
That was after college. It was like the year before I came here.
That what?
That I had some, that I was a little quiet.
That you went on a whore fest?
A little quiet slut.
After that I started, fuck it.
And it was like, didn't know what I was doing. It was not, I wasn't orgasming. It was not fun. It's how I
it
learned.
It was bad sex.
It's how I learned I didn't like one night stands, so.
But that's what I'm saying. But why is that? Oh, God. I don't understand what is so, why that's to be revered. Like having unenjoyable sex. I thought that that's what, put it like this. I think that if you take a wood shop class
mm-hmm.
in college,
yeah,
work on a lot of wood. If you take an auto mechanics class,
yeah.
Work on a lot of cars over that semester.
So you're saying the more you bang.
I'm saying college sex ed should be fucking.
Just close the door. Everybody fuck. Pair up.
I really do think there should be some sexual contact because there's so many people who haven't, and I've been with partners who didn't even really know what their shit was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's a good thing.
No, I think you're right.
If you don't know what you enjoy sexually.
And I don't regret having had one-night stands or having had people that I just slept with and it wasn't something. Like, at the time, I felt guilty, but I don't regret it because I learned a lot about myself and what I like and what
right.
I don't like and what I'm comfortable with.
Right.
And I do know I love connection sex. Like, I love that, the passion, the love you, the infatuation, the can be borderline dangerous. But that's my, you know, we're in love sex.
Well, it's good that you know that.
Yeah, because I tried to have one. Anyway, sometimes the one night stand, you just don't know. For me, they don't know me, and I don't know them well enough to kind of be like, this is what I like. And so I like to build it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I've met so many women who are like freaked out, like, oh my god, you know, you're a good listener, this, that, the other in bed. And it's weird, like, when you hear them say that, oh, like, I tried to be, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes for da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, for what?
It's so much
pressure
on women.
So that you don't know what you, what you're into?
And it's on women that they have to be like, that there is that thing that you have to, if you're, you know, maybe be like a quiet slut or that you present yourself as, there's a lot of pressure on women that you still, you feel guilty. And so that's why New York's great because everybody's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just fucking, when you hear like five or six people, I'm like, I thought college was that laboratory that we were supposed to, but I found out, you know, through, you know, being on stage and joking about it, that people were like, no, I didn't sleep with that many people.
I don't remember my friends sleeping with a lot of people either. I had a lot of sex in college, but it was with one guy. Like, it was the one guy at the same time. So I still had a lot of sex.
It was what?
I was in a relationship, so yeah. I was still, you know, I was probably having more sex than my friends. But I don't remember any of my friends having loads. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But you guys have, like, frat parties. And
yeah.
There's, like...
I mean, like, again, like I said, we were ball players. So I totally understand that our numbers are going to be skewed. But I just assume everybody
else... Is your number,
like,
1,000?
What's that?
Is your number, like, 1,000?
My number's pretty high.
Oh, my God.
Yo, my number is extremely high.
Oh, my God. Well, what a life. What a life.
It's extremely high.
Are you sure
high.
You don't have some kids floating around out there?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
oh
not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But my number is ridiculously high. You know what, though? Here's the other thing. The other reason that my number is seriously high. Our friend who works here at the Comedy Cellar, everybody go watch her comedy special. Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's on the Banging Out Tour. So, watch Nikki Glaser's special, Banging. Nikki in the special says that the first time she masturbated, she was 28. I was 29.
The first time you masturbated?
The very first time.
Why? I don't
know. So, I believe that 90% of the women that I slept with, I wouldn't have. Had I masturbated like a regular boy, when you're supposed to start masturbating at 11 or 12.
Why didn't you masturbate?
This is going to sound crazy, right?
Okay.
I thought that people who masturbated was because they didn't have women. I thought you masturbate like if you were just one of those nerdy dudes who just had no women at your disposal.
But you, even at 11 or 12?
No, but by the time that I started having wet dreams... I had sex with my neighbor just to get it.
What? Like, and how old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that?
How old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
13.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I started having sex with my neighbor just to get it out the way.
Wow. And then, so then you just kept meeting women and having sex with them?
Yeah.
And never masturbating?
Yeah.
What happened then at 29? You were just like, fuck it, I'm tired.
Yo, 29, I'm breaking up with the love of my life. We were going our separate ways, and I was tapped to write some shows for the Playboy Channel. So I had to buy the channel. So I'm watching, and this porn star named Crystal Knight is sitting there having this discussion. Me and my girlfriend had stopped having sex. She was like a... Most of her stuff was moved out of the house. She was like, you can take over the apartment, whatever, whatever. And I wasn't going to bring women into our space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't out yet. That would have been, that's just too trashy.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there watching the Playboy Channel and decided to go along with this masturbation thing that she was having on the show, and I did it, and I came, and I deleted like 90% of my phone book.
Okay, good. Good for you. You found yourself at 29.
Oh, I went through my phone and just started deleting people.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that that was a huge, the number of people that I slept with, a lot of it had to do with that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I mean, the other part, too, to be fair, is your friends, like, it's not a credit to me. It's just a credit to all of the dudes on the team also had a lot of women.
Yeah.
So every night somebody was like, yo, John, old girl got a friend. She wants to meet you. Could you, come out and hang out with us? And then the next night, another friend. Hey, John, man, old girl got a friend, wants to meet you. Or if I was with three or four girls, I would call one of them. Hey,
so
man,
it's like maybe every night you're having sex.
It was a lot.
Are you in committed relationships when this is happening?
What's that?
Are you in committed relationships when this is happening?
While it was happening? Yeah, at times. Yeah.
So if you don't, so you don't mind talking about like you've cheated?
Oh, absolutely.
So just because you could, or just?
Oh my God, absolutely. Put it like this: the girls that I was sleeping with on campus knew who my girlfriend was, and they knew if this gets back to John's girl, he will never speak to you again.
Oh my God!
So don't do that. Like, don't let you know.
Oh my God!
Yeah, don't let wifey find out. Or it'll be a problem.
And did wifey ever find out? She had no idea.
She did.
Oh, okay.
One of my side chicks told her that John was sleeping with me, and it was all hell. Yo, that's the first time that I ever feared for my life.
Good. Yeah. Would she come at you with a knife? I would have.
No, and years later, this is the same girl that I broke up with at the IHOP.
Yeah.
So years later, we're friends. I'm out in Oregon visiting her. It's a love fest. And I said, yo, remember that day that the girl told you that I'd been sleeping with her, whatever, whatever? She said, yeah. And I said, when you came to my house, I was so scared. I said that I told my roommate when she left, I said, I think if she would have had a gun, I genuinely believed that I would be dead.
Yeah.
Years later. So we're laughing about it, and she said, yeah, if I would have known where to get a gun, I absolutely would have walked in there and killed you.
Oh, my God.
She said, I just didn't know anyone who owned a gun, but she said, I would have killed you. I believe it.
And so she only knew about the one, though, right?
What's that?
She only knew about one.
Thank God
she didn't find out about more. Yeah, you would have been chopped up into little pieces.
Oh, I would have killed anybody else, yeah. But the girl who told her, she was like a girlfriend, too, but she knew to keep her mouth shut. Now.
Wait, so the girl who told her was also like a girlfriend, but like a mistress, I guess.
Yeah.
And why? Did you not feel guilty? Did you not feel like... Because why don't you just be in an open relationship, let your girlfriend play around too? Like, you get jealous. This is very interesting.
It wasn't really the same thing. I don't know. You know what? It was wrong. It was wrong. Yeah, it was wrong.
But did you ever feel guilty?
Did I feel guilty? I felt bad. Here, sit. Want me to sit here?
It's fine.
Okay.
John cheated on his girlfriend.
Oh my God, John! First of all, I can't believe that you guys are still talking. Am I coming through okay?
Perfect.
I can't believe that you guys are still talking. Number one,
we're talking about me almost getting killed.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Just do more though.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
well, I'm back for five. I'm back for five. I'm back for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So basically,
I'm asking him if he ever felt guilty, and you said not
cheating.
At the time. Was it?
I think I did. I guess I felt guilty. I definitely felt. I felt like, and this is horrible. I'm not like this anymore. But I felt like what you don't know can't hurt you.
Yeah.
So I felt like as long as those chicks kept their mouths fucking shut, which they should have done, then my girl didn't find out, you know, none the wiser, and she wasn't getting hurt. Now, when she found out, of course, I felt horrible. Then I was mad at the girl who told her. I was mad at myself that she found out. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the classic, you don't feel bad. You feel bad you got caught. That's the classic.
Classic douchebag.
I've been there. I'm not judging you. I've been there.
Yeah.
But this is the dilemma of the affair, of crime, It's always hard to keep these motherfuckers' mouths shut. Just so you know, for future reference.
It always gets out, yo.
Earlier we were talking. I refuse to do it now. I refuse to cheat.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm glad old wifey scared the shit out of you. You're afraid you'll get murdered.
Oh, you were married?
That. No.
We just call her wifey.
Yeah, we call her wifey.
I'm sorry that I jumped. I'm jumping in now.
It's all good. Yeah,
it's the nature of the... It's the nature of the night.
So then when did you stop cheating? I guess just recently you were just like, it's not worth the effort.
Like people always say that like karma is...
a bitch.
You know, yeah, that too. But like I used to have friends who did really, really, really bad things. So, you know, a lot of them were killers. It is what it is, you know. But people would say, hey, like I have one friend. He cut these two guys' throats at a party, right? So all of Denver's looking for him. He was a friend of mine, though. So in the morning, he would rebound for me, 5:45, 6 in the morning.
So he killed people at night and then rebound for you during the day. That's some hood shit right there.
Yo, there's choppers, yo, flying above our projects.
Is rebound like in basketball? Oh, my God.
In basketball. At night, there would be choppers. People were looking for him, asking questions, the cops and all that. He slept under this. He had made a compartment underneath his girlfriend's bed. In the morning, he would rebound for me. And I remember during that time, everyone would ask, hey, anybody seen Suge? You seen Suge? And then people would be like, hey, karma's a bitch. Somebody's going to come back and kill Suge. Suge used to be so worried. His head was on a swivel because he was looking for him. It could be a drive-by at any time. The karma wasn't that someone was going to kill him. The karma was that he was worried.
Yeah.
When are
no
these
freedom.
Motherfuckers going to get me? The karma isn't someone's going to cheat on you. The karma is that you're doing the cheating and you're stressed out by it.
Yeah.
I don't want that stress anymore.
Yeah, that gives you like fucking IBS.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's not
like
that I'm going to get caught. The karma is that, damn, I'm doing this. Did I hide the condoms that I did? I just don't want to live like that anymore. That's the karma is in your own brain that you're doing that to somebody you care about. I don't want that.
What happened to Shook? Why did he kill the people?
Shug.
Why did he sit their throats?
Because he was a wild.
He just
crip.
Two people.
He was a wild crip.
You know, this is the first murder on the podcast.
By the way, first murder.
We went from sex to mental health. Now we're murder podcast.
First murder mystery on the podcast.
Yeah.
But why? Why did he sit the throats?
It was a it was gangbang culture, so it was a different time. Yeah.
Did he get away with it?
No, Suge is. He's upstate now.
He's upstate. Colorado, I thought you were going to say he's dead.
I thought he was going to say he's dead too. Yeah.
Jesus. No, he's up in the mountains in Colorado.
Just hiding out there?
No, he's in jail. Sentence.
Oh, he's in jail.
When people from the urban area say upstate, they mean he's in prison.
Did you know when I got called the other day?
We
got
to do a white girl translation.
No, my boss called me a hood girl.
He calls you a hood girl?
Yeah.
Because why?
Because he's always trying to change my music. And the other day when he tried to change it, I just said, you're not allowed to change it. And he goes, the music you listen to, do you know you're a hood girl? And I'm like, I guess so. I don't know, but
I feel like, you know, your boss is white, right?
No.
Where's your boss from?
He's not white.
What is he?
I don't know. I think Hispanic. He's Hispanic, but I forget the exact country.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah, don't yell it out randomly then.
Yeah. He grew up in, like, Harlem.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. It's a compliment that he's calling you a hood girl.
He wasn't insulting me. He was, like, saying it.
No, because if it was, like, a white guy, it sounds like he'd been a bit rated. Like, you like
oh,
this
no.
hood
right.
trash.
No, he's, like, he's the best.
But actually, he's accepting you.
Yeah, I love this. He's like, you're one of us.
I like that.
Yeah, he's the best. He got our... We had a side story, but we had this manager that... No, she was... very stressful to work for, but anyway, he got an argument with her and she bitch slapped him, so he got his girlfriend to go in and she runs in and pulls the girl's hair, drags her out on the floor, and we've seen it all on camera. It's insane.
Wow.
And then
his girlfriend
the manager
came
got
back
fired. The girlfriend came back in.
Here's a question: why does it, when a woman hits a man, why does it require a prefix of bitch slap?
Yeah,
why is it not just she slapped him?
I don't know. It was a word that.
No. I
know.
I totally think
it's a bitch quality to
it's
it.
It's one
though.
Of these one of these conundrums here.
I've never bitch slapped anybody.
It's bitch-esque.
Because when a man slaps a woman,
it's bitch adjacent.
Yeah,
it's
nobody ever goes like, yeah, he abuse slapped her.
Yeah.
It's a slap is a slap. But yeah, he bitch slapped her.
He bastard slapped her.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not fair if a woman hits a man that's like deserving of it. Like in that situation, he wasn't. So I guess that's a bitch slap.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't, it was crazy. But we were all delighted because, she didn't work there anymore and she was stressful to work for, and he comes up to me the next day and goes, took one for the team. And then he goes, I'm gonna fuck her up. It's like, oh my god, she's gonna die. Oh. Anyway, he'll be up there with Shook soon.
Shook.
Sorry.
Shook. He's calling my homie Shook.
Shook. Well, one of the most famous gangsters of all time is Shook Knight.
Yeah.
Is that your gangster?
No, but it's just like it's a common name in the world of.
I've been meeting more and more people who've been in gangs, which is I've never ever experienced that before.
It's horrible. Yeah, the karma thing is like, you're always wondering, like when are they going to come get me?
Yeah,
that's that's the karma. And only cheating, then the karma is always trying to hide something and looking.
No,
at
it's not worth the stress.
Face.
Keeping your phone, keeping your phone like hidden.
It also hurts to hurt someone that you care about.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good. I'm glad you feel that.
Oh, absolutely.
Though I do think the listeners, after hearing this, are going to be like, that girl was okay to text break up with you.
Yeah, but at least you're being honest. Most people aren't honest.
No, it's great.
Most people aren't honest.
I had said to Des that I wanted to get someone on to talk about cheating because we had a woman on who talked about being cheated on. So it's really good that you're being open about it and to hear that perspective. Because I've never cheated on someone, but I've also only been in one long-term relationship. So
horrible. Cheating, horrible. Yeah, but, I justified it by saying, as long as, she doesn't find out, then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's being hurt here.
Yeah.
Everybody just stay in their lane.
And there is an element of compartmentalizing. I mean, you do separate the two things.
You're like, because you're also not having love sex with those women. So it's like I talked to one guy who cheats on his girlfriend all the time. She doesn't know about it, but he said it's because he doesn't take sex as emotional. It's more like an exercise thing.
Absolutely.
So that's where
what he means is he's a man.
Yeah, okay.
men don't have a love sex, not love sex department.
They have a love sex and a not love sex.
No. Women do.
Oh yeah, we do. I do.
We just have sex.
Okay. I don't know. I've had a guy love sex me. Or maybe he was just possessing me. It's a little scary.
That sounds satanic. Yeah. Maybe just possessing me.
It was
really?
A little scary.
That was an Eddie Murphy joke from back in the day. It's like guys when they get caught cheating, it's like, I fucked her. Yes, I fucked her. I fucked her. Yes. I make love to you. That was a big punchline. And was it Delirious or Raw?
I think that was Raw.
That was Raw, yeah.
I think it was Raw.
So you're standing there buck naked. And,
I'm of the belief that if I was in a really happy relationship, and he was off and something happened and he did it, but we could still be happy afterwards, I wouldn't want to know. I don't want them to cheat, but I also wouldn't want to know if I could go on.
See? But that's what my exes said.
But the problem is you fucked up in that you couldn't keep that shit down.
And what if you got an STD? I don't want you to cheat. Honestly, it feels so like, it's so hurtful.
Uncle Des has to go again. I can't believe you're still here. I got another spot. Okay. I got to make money for this family.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Bye.
Yeah, my ex was like, I don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just hurt because you don't want to be hurt. But ideally, you don't want the person to cheat and you want to, of course.
Well, ideally now, I would not ever be with somebody, a woman long term that doesn't like women.
Oh, what do you mean?
Did you need say, to be... what do you mean?
Wait, I'm confused. So you're saying you want to have threesomes?
Yes. I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Well, she's included. That's grand.
Yeah, I would never consider being with somebody like...
Oh, you'll find that no problem because a lot of women here specifically are pretty... A lot of women I've spoken to are like very into that and that's like fun and stuff. I've never done it, but... that's different.
Yeah. So now, I mean, that's like the bar has been raised because that would help alleviate a lot of the urge to cheat.
I think that's really good.
Yeah. That way, I could check all the boxes without having to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could even do like those, you know, those little sex clubs where you go, what's it called? Like swinger parties.
Yeah, that sounds a little dirty.
Oh, really?
That sounds like a bit much. Not to mention, I wouldn't want anyone to see my girl naked.
Oh, yeah, because you're a little jealous as well. Yeah, so I understand.
Yeah, so that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Not for me. I would go to one of those parties with somebody that I just fucking was hanging out with, or I just met, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, not with wifey.
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work for me.
Well, I hope I don't get cheated on. I think I was cheated on by a guy once because he said, oh, I was told, he did cheat on me, sorry. I was told later on, but I didn't mind because I was so out of that relationship by then. But he slept with a stripper on holidays.
Oh.
But I was also like, we were really young, so I'm like, I don't mind.
Did it matter that it was a stripper?
No, I just thought it was funny because it's like a very specific, because I remember he called me and he was like, oh my God, Katie, because we were more like friends really then. We shouldn't have been together.
Yeah.
And we were young. And he called me and he was like, I just snorted coke off a stripper's arse. And I was like, I don't think you should tell me these things. It's a little weird. You can keep that stuff to yourself. And then when I broke up with him, someone was like, oh, do you know that he slept with the stripper girl? And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's a bit weird that he was so confidently telling me about snorting the coke off her arse.
Yeah. Well, cocaine will do that to you.
Yeah. I really pick him.
Yes, you do. A bunch of losers.
No, my New Year's... So we talk about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions only. The next relationship I get into is going to be very healthy and a nice man. Just fucking nice.
Yeah.
And be very slow and make sure that it's a nice person. No addiction problems or checking, you know, lying about STDs or crazy stuff. Had some mental... But I have dated... I have dated a few nice guys as well, but it just turned out I wasn't attracted, or they weren't attracted to me either. So, but I mean, getting into relationships, gotta make sure it's not mental.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with. I always end up back in my, like, I hate it because I don't want to, but I always end up kind of like back in my default setting, like when I'm not in any. I don't know. Like as soon as like. Things fall apart, like if I care about somebody. Unfortunately, you know, my default setting as well, I might as well answer some of these DMs.
That's fine, though. You're single. You might as well get it out of the way until you have to. That's fine.
I really don't even want to be there, though.
Well, then maybe take a break as well. I always take a break. But I'm not attracted to anybody, so.
That's what I'm doing right now, taking a break.
It's really good. It's healthy.
It's so healthy. It's a lot more time. You have a lot of time during the day.
You got loads of time to your comedy. And then also as well, it's so important to be okay alone. I think the last guy I dated, at the time I wanted a boyfriend. So that's how I ended up in a kind of like ignoring the red flags. Whereas now I'm like really okay alone. So I'm not going to really, I'm not going to ignore as much. I'll probably ignore a few still. But
I've been writing a lot.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, take your time. Go slow. And if you meet someone, go slow. Like, in fairness, you were trying to do that. That was a bit too slow. You know, maybe 4 months. Be like, we're exclusive, but I need you to also have sex with women.
You said 4 months.
You know, I don't wait until fucking 6 months. Poor girl. Because women do as well. Sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves with time. And
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Like, that's too soon. It
Thank
is too
you.
Soon, yeah. I think, but it depends on the intensity of the relationship. Like, if you were seeing each other all the time and you're, like, really infatuated, but I still think... I think, like, between a month and 3.
Yes.
Between a month and 3.
If she would have asked me that same question 3 months in, I would have said, yeah, let's be together.
Yeah, I think that... And especially for someone like you, I think that's really good. I think you also have to... it's like comedy. Read the room, you know?
Yes.
Fucking hell. Like,
here's the thing. She was reading the room, and then her friends interjected.
Yeah, you can't listen to the friends.
I can't listen to these fucks.
Yeah, unless you have my best friend. She's from Ireland, and she's great. She gives me the best advice ever. She'll be like, chill the fuck out.
I didn't want to shit on the friends, though, because then you're the boyfriend guy who's, like, trying to tell her friends ain't shit, and I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, no, it's hard, because then... Because the problem is, let's say she says something to her friends, and the friends don't actually know you. No one's in your head, so they're just presuming.
They don't know the whole story.
So they're presuming, and they'll probably presume the worst. Some, if they're good friends, maybe they'll presume the best. But, yeah, no, sure, look, and that's just, it's all learning, you'll know now for the next But here's the thing, you have to read the room. Like, if it's a commitophobe or someone who sleeps around a lot, but you know that that they would kind of end up being in a relationship with you, you just have to go slow with it. Just fucking take it slow.
And that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're very slow.
Very slow. But I think I got there, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most important thing. And then it blew up.
Yeah, if she had waited a little longer. But look, the next woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always tomorrow.
I think mid-20s is too young.
You think so?
Well, I'm 29, but I think, especially since you're 38, I think no less than 10 years.
No what?
Less than 10 years. Because women who are older than 25 are a lot different than women who are younger than 25. I think it'll be a totally different ballgame. Especially because you're 38 as well. It's like a different fucking time zone. That doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I still think that depends. But there's a bunch of 20-something-year-old chicks that are just too whatever. I think it depends on the person, too, though.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you that, but I still think they're young. They're like, if you're not fucking giving me what I want, see you later. They're not as, maybe not as what, like, not even live life a little bit. And the fact that you're, how would you even relate? It's a big age gap. I could be very wrong. Listeners might be like, shut the fuck up, Katie, but
I don't know. I think this person is mature.
Yeah, well, that person. She just sounded like she was.
But I agree with it. There's some young chicks that I'm just like, never. Yeah. You're a bird brain.
You're a bird brain.
I mean, not in a bad way. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, even myself, the way I acted with guys at 24 compared to now, like, I had no chill. I have different type of no chill now, where like I'm direct, but I'm like grand. I'm like, whereas there, I might have been like, at 24, I'd be like, oh, he texted me. I better wait an hour before I text back. You know, this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck? Wreck in my own head, I was.
Yeah. Yeah, you do a bunch of goofy shit when you're younger.
Yeah, right? When you're younger, you're just... I think once 25, that's when you start kind of going. You start wising up, I feel. Like 29, I love 29. 29, I got a new wrinkle, and it was...
Yes.
And I just got calmer. Saying I like... I was just telling him that he should probably date someone... older than mid-20s.
She was saying you got to get somebody older.
Who?
Him.
Just in general.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out for them young girls.
If he's making them wait like 5 months before commitment, like I think an older woman will be more like willing to... I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I'm 12.
You're so much easier to hear when I have the headphones in.
I don't trust me with them.
No, it's fine. I'm just coming back to say that there was a mix-up, so now I'm not...
Oh, so you have a different spot now?
Well, who knows? It's chaos tonight, really. It's too many. Well, because there's not a lot of comics in town, and then they've got like a lot
of
shows.
Scrambling.
So everybody's scrambling, you know.
Yeah,
are you guys still
talking?
What are you guys talking about now?
Well, we jumped back to the woman he was dating and how he was ready to be exclusive, and then that she broke up with him, and that if he stays exclusive with a woman, she needs to be able to have three ways with another woman, so he won't cheat.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's there's a lot of fucking demands.
Tree ways.
A lot of demands. Tree
he's
ways,
just being honest.
Tree ways.
Hey, Moni, I love you, Don.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think that I would be with somebody. I got to hang out with people, whatever. But I wouldn't be in a relationship with somebody long term with a woman that doesn't like women. Like I rarely.
Oh, really?
That's
very specific. Let me introduce you to Katie Boyd. Katie just discovered.
I like one woman.
She has a crush on this bartender.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just going to be a fantasy forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't. I've not dated women for long periods of time.
Katie
will
rebound.
Like
Katie will rebound for you in the morning.
I'll what?
Threesomes at night, rebounds in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I'll play basketball with you, but I'm not doing the fucking threesomes with you, and I'm not having sex with John. Let's clear that up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I can't. I just, that's not going to happen for me.
That's a very specific request, John.
Is
Come
it?
On, you got to try to endear yourself to the Irish woman. You can't even say, every woman I date has to be into women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in New York.
Do you have that on your Tinder? Do you have that on your Tinder profile?
No, but I've never been with somebody for a significant amount of time that doesn't like a woman that doesn't like, I can't, that's not, it's just not an option for me.
It's nice.
I don't mind. I'm not knocking anybody who, you know, who's not like that. But I'm just saying, for me personally, that's not going to be a thing.
And have you been getting those threesomes?
Oh, absolutely. I don't. I like I said. But it's women who are okay with fucking with women. So it's not like.
No, I know. Hey, yeah. I think it's great, man. Yeah. I didn't I never thought of that. Then I got to find a woman that's into women so I can get those threesomes up.
Oh yeah, you know.
But are all these women in the threesomes also? Is the third woman also into guys? The third person also into guys? Are you getting action off the third?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nice.
I mean, there's a lot of different threesome combinations. You know, that I've been involved in. So you gotta
work the dynamics.
Yeah, you gotta figure out. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you were writing a comedy bit. Just keep it light. If you're writing a comedy bit right now, let's go through the different. Let's go through the different.
Yeah, tell us. Well, I've never had a threesome.
Let's go through the different dynamics.
I mean, you've had threesomes.
I've had threesomes, so let's fuck around with it.
Right.
Let's workshop this.
You've had threesomes where they're both like, hey, we're down to do this, but they're not fucking each other.
Yes. Yeah. So it's they're taking turns on you.
Oh, so two guys, one girl.
No, two girls, one guy, that's but true. They're not into each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's no.
They're just working. Oh. They're just working the guy.
Right.
Wow.
And sometimes it's almost like you feel bad because the other one's like waiting.
But that's so much energy. You don't want that threesome.
No, I'm gonna disagree with you there. I'm gonna put that down as not as good as other threesomes, but I still want that threesome.
I've taken that a bunch of times.
I'm still happy with that threesome.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you do that threesome in your early threesome days.
Right.
When you'll just take
that's an entry-level threesome.
That's entry-level.
I've had that threesome. I literally had the threesome where the other one was dying for the other one to leave, even though those two were friends. It was just two friends that wanted to be with me, but they didn't want to be at the same time, but it was happening.
I fucked cousins and friends.
Cousins?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Fuck these two
cousins. Do I get too loud? I was so shocked.
What?
I feel like that's incest or
but
they didn't touch
each
other.
No, they didn't touch each other
it's
at all.
It's still bordering a bit mad now.
Fuck sisters.
Just focus on the three.
Sisters!
One of the sisters sat in a chair.
Wow, this
really?
Is very close sisters.
And then, and then she was like,
are you done?
And then I fucked her sister. So,
oh my
God!
What life have you lived?
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. But I'm just saying, that's the beginning. That's
yeah, but yeah, I didn't. You didn't need
threesome for dummies.
I feel like sisters and cousins is not threesome for dummies.
For the record, I had like a thing kick off with two sisters, but one freaked out and bailed.
Yo, the sisters, the one that sat in the chair, one of them did leave. I don't know. I kind of sense that she was upset a little bit. But she left before everything was all done, too. So I know what you're talking about. But yeah,
it was a long time ago. I was in Cork. She was just fucking weird. She's my fucking sister. I know her. Like,
great. So that's amazing.
A ton of threesomes, like the one-on-one threesomes, but that's not my type of threesome anymore.
What's your type of threesome?
My type of threesomes where the girls
everybody's into everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody's licking everybody. Everybody's touching everybody.
Yeah.
And
to be honest, I probably now lean more toward the threesome where one of the girls kind of likes girls.
So she could give or take you.
So I could go watch TV
when it's their time.
Well, yeah. When I'm worn out, I'm like, all right, y'all rock out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort that out amongst yourselves.
Threesomes with John Laster.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Haven't talked threesomes on I haven't broke down the play-by-play threesomes on a podcast. This is good.
Have you had a threesome with another guy and a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
What? How does that work? You're like, one's doing her and the other's blowing? Or,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, you know, one night, I don't even know if I could say this. This is sounds so crazy. Because I've never told this, like, this is on record. Like, this is going to make me, all of your listeners.
Yeah, this is on the record. Yeah. I'm not editing it out. So make the decision right now.
I know. So, right?
I'm sick of editing, man.
Yeah. One night, my boy, the dorm is like this, right? So my boy bangs on this is how crazy we used to be as basketball players, right? So he bangs on the wall, right? It's like, come next door.
Yeah.
So I go and I tap on the door, right? This girl, she's got to be 5'9", 5'2". Gorgeous girl. Opens the door, butt naked, right? So her friend, so I walk in, and they was like, yo, you know, jump in. And, you know, so the girls are like, hey. The room is pitch black, though, right? It's dark in there, right? But the girls are like, hey. I was like, hey, what's up? They were like, oh, yeah, we're big fans, whatever. Oh, yeah, great. So she can sell the bed, right? The girl who opens the door is fucking my boy on this bed. There's another girl on this bed blowing my friend.
Another friend.
Another friend.
So there's four people now. So there's a five-some.
Right. Now it's a five-some, right? So, of course, I jump in the mix. This chick's already bent over, right? I jump in the mix. Then I sleep with this girl for a quick second. Go back next door. I'm waiting on a girl, right? The next day, we're at the bar, right? And I was like, yo, man. You know, I asked my friend. I was like, yo, who's that girl over there? He was like, I was like, yo, she looks good. He was like, that's the girl you fucked last
I might edit it out.
He said, that's the one that was bent over. I was like, oh, right? So she starts laughing.
She thinks it's funny. Everyone's cool.
She's dying laughing.
Everybody's cool.
Oh, she's dying laughing. And then she said, oh, you forgot me? And then she bent over the pool table.
No.
Yeah, she was like, damn, maybe if I do this, you. And we all just fell out. I ended up fucking her friend that night, actually. But, yeah, that's.
Wow, John. You're like a, you should.
John.
I ended up sleeping with her friend. Yeah.
And everyone's cool with all this?
Oh, absolutely.
Very loose and free.
It was, yo.
This is the basketball world.
Yeah.
No love sex.
Oh, I would not fit in there.
Just hardcore fucking.
I'd be bent over like, do you love me? I love you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was, but that's the type of shit that we used to do. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I have slept with two of my boys and a girl.
Okay. Well, and you must have gotten.
Another one of my boys.
Like, what about, like, were you always using protection or was there
absolutely.
Ever STD? So there was never STD scares?
There were condoms in the bathrooms. There were condoms at practice.
Right, you wrap it up. I'm leaving, but you can wrap it up soon, Katie, because okay. You got a lot.
Yeah.
I'll see, John, I'm going to do a set. I'll see you later.
All right, man. Have a good set, brother. Hey, thank you.
Okay. Great. Okay, so, well, that's it. So, no STD. Well, you were safe.
Yeah, condoms everywhere. Yeah, there were condoms. You know what I was equally paranoid of, though? Getting someone pregnant.
Yeah, of course. But the condoms are fine. Well, it's like 99%.
Yeah, because that'll change your life on a dime. So, yeah, Jesus. Condoms, like, crazy.
Well, that's a wild.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one day. If I started telling you about other crazy shit, yeah, you would be like, okay, and we're going to get out of here.
I'm going back to Ireland.
Yeah.
I'll never date a basketball player.
Yeah. It gets much crazier.
And can I ask you this? When you, like, are seeing the wifey girls, do you be like, if they're like, oh, would you ever cheat on me? Would you, like, lie and be like, no, baby, I never cheat. I love you.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm never going to trust a guy again.
Yeah, back then I would absolutely lie. Just be like, are you crazy? Hell no. But again, like I said, all of those people that I was interacting with too on, you know, campus or even like later on, you know, when doing comedy, people were like, yeah, that's John's girl. Like, keep your mouth shut.
Because
if anything gets back to his girl, this motherfucker will never, ever speak to you or anyone that you know ever again.
Jesus.
And that's how I justified it in my head, but that's just not a... That's not... Can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
So for any men listening, don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
It's not good for the brain.
No, it's horrible for the soul.
For the soul.
Yes.
And if you have sex with a girl in the dark... Try to remember. Maybe shine a flashlight light there. Turn the torch on the phone.
Just in case you come in the room. Yeah. Somebody's face down, ass up. Take a minute.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck.
Yeah. If you do, take a minute to find out her name.
I will never be in that position.
No pun intended.
I hate it when the first time you have sex with a guy and he goes, bend over. I'm like, I would have done it myself. Don't tell me to bend over. I don't know. It feels so...
We're learning things here.
I know.
Don't tell women to bend over.
Maybe other women love it, not me. What time is it? We should wrap this up.
It's wrap-up time.
So plug your stuff there, John, so the women can message you.
Yes. Hit me at He Was Funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your Instagram and your...
That's yes. So that I can get a comedy special. I had a meeting for a comedy special recently, and they turned me down and said that it was due in part to the fact that I don't have enough Instagram followers.
Oh, that's so fucking
How
annoying.
Funny do you have to be out here and then get Instagram followers? So please hit me at He Was Funny.
I watch his stuff because John is the funniest comic. You're like, that's insane that they said that. You were
It's so sad.
How many followers do you have?
15,000.
15,000? That's fucking loads.
Is it?
I don't know. I've like four.
Oh, okay.
I'm delighted with my 4,000.
You're delighted?
Yeah, I love them.
I love my 15,000. Hopefully I get some more from your listeners. And we get to 16,000.
Yeah.
100,000.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And you want to plug anything else? Anything they should watch?
No, I got a movie out. My movie's on iTunes, One Bedroom, and it's a dope-ass movie. We won 10 out of 12 film festivals that we were in.
It's amazing.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be on Netflix soon. And what else? That's about it. Everything else is on my Instagram.
Okay, well, we hope you...
That He Was Funny.
...get in a committed relationship with a bisexual woman soon.
Or... Like you said, I think I'm going to take some time off.
I think so, yeah. Take some time. Yes. Read it out. It'll be funny when you take off the time, you'll meet the love of your life. That's what happens when you're just like easy breezy.
I'm going to read and write in the meantime.
I love that.
That's what I'm going to do. And lick my wounds.
Lick your wounds, yeah.
Yes.
No, you're fine. You'll be fine with time. Everything's grand.
Find somewhere to put this pain.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a vagina.
I take that back then.
We said you're going to be alone.
I'll just be alone.
Get back to the masturbate and get that Playboy whatever girl back up.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
I'm a pro masturbator.
Thank God I masturbate. Yeah, that'll save me from doing dumb shit.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. I'm sure Dez will come back and do probably an intro and exit. Or he might not. And if he doesn't, then, you know, get tickets to his Mamma Mia. Okay, let's shut this down. Bye, everybody. Love you.
So there you go. That was John.
That was John.
And now we're on the Williamsburg Bridge.
We are.
Driving to Astoria from Lower Manhattan.
So I hope you... enjoyed the ep, and I'm sure there'll be a few moments where you're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, should we have given a warning in advance? Sure, they're old.
We did say rock and roll sex, and I said I wouldn't date a basketball guy. So I think it pretty alludes to the cheating and the wildness of it all.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And I've had a few people saying we need to get more guys. So
I got that message today, too.
Oh, I didn't get that today.
Oh, I got it today.
Who messaged you?
Because I put out a thing, what's the worst chat up lines?
Oh, I bet you it was Betsy that messaged you.
It was Betsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she asked me to get Shane on again.
To get Shane?
Tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Dozer? Shay Dozer?
Yeah, Shane Smith, right? He's like one of my close friends, but I forgot his last name. I think it's Shane Smith. Shane Dozer.
Oh, yeah. It is Shane Smith, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, she asked for him specifically?
Yeah, because I was hanging out with him last night, and then she was like,
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
Shane.
That's fair enough, yeah. Betsy, our number one fan.
She's great.
I saw her.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
Vegas.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, I think she was trying to suck me in with her kids. You know, daughter's super cool. You know.
Yeah, you look like a really cute family photo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not falling for that shit. Let me tell you that right now.
Trap him with the kids. Trap him with the cool kids. That's what my dad did.
Her daughter is super cool, man.
Yeah.
Like very smart and kind of like she got that sort of like. Sarcasm of a young, you know, when kids, suddenly understand like a bit of sarcasm and stuff.
That's so sweet. Betsy's, I've never met her, but she seems like a lovely woman.
Oh, she's great.
And she's always messaging. I love her messages.
Yeah, she's got high relationship ideals too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one day she finds happiness.
She will. I hope we all do.
What's
your New Year's resolution? I said mine with John.
I don't do New Year. I, you know, I'm not.
Oh, but no, your New Year's sex dating relationship one. No?
Just get as much pussy as possible.
You better become a basketball star then, because apparently you can fuck a couple in one night.
Well, you know, I would suggest that comedy's up there too.
No, but that's so funny.
Nah, my New Year's resolution: I'm gonna fall in love, have a child.
Yeah.
The child's gonna ruin our relationship. Get divorced. Co-parent.
Brilliant.
Have another relationship years later that'll probably be more successful than the one with the kid. And hopefully they won't hate each other.
Nice. Mine was healthy.
You want a resolution, not a 10-year plan.
Whatever. That's fine. That's perfect. You know, good to think ahead. Mine was I'd either be alone or be in a healthy relationship. I don't want any more mentalness. So that's it for this
what
year.
What mentalness have you had?
With the checking my pulse and the...
Oh, sorry. Like, you know, another mental relationship. Sorry.
Yeah. What did you think I meant?
Oh, I just thought you meant like, you know, like being in loads of relationships and different things.
No, I never last past four or five months, so I barely am. But I mean, the ones I have been just a little intense. There's been some nice guys, of course, but I mean, I want to make sure I don't date my mom. Shit, can I get in trouble for that? No.
Why would you get in trouble for something? I don't want to end up with somebody like my father. That's not a...
Okay, you're right.
That's not like
I'm like scared now.
It's not like a bad thing to say.
But yeah, because I think sometimes I have a high tolerance for... So, you know, I like kind of let people slide on stuff and I'm like, I just go with it. But I want to be a bit more picky or whatever. Like if I'm going to put time into something... That's all. That's it. I just kind of want to, you know, and go slow. Like the last two guys I dated, it got very intense very quickly. There was like, you know, I said I love you when I didn't. And yeah, just that's kind of New Year's resolution.
That's your New Year's resolution.
You know, because I'm such a fucking hopeless romantic. And I'm fine with that. But also, that doesn't mean I should just fucking date the, you know, yeah. So just sort of go slow and see how things happen and healthy. Saying this now would be like in February I'll be talking about some fucking I'll have gone to LA and got murdered and from the ex-lover.
Oh, from this guy?
Yeah. So yeah, he'll probably murder me. I hope not. Oh my god.
It's great. You just entertain yourself there for a second. I'm concentrating on driving. All right, well, let's call it a day. I mean, we'll be back in 2 weeks. It's not like we're saying goodbye forever. Have a good new year, everybody.
We'll have loads of goss by then.
And then, you know, for the podcast, New Year's resolution is, you know, we're just going to get loads of great new guests. And, you know, we should really film more apps. But I think let's film. Yeah, we'll try to do more of that.
Film.
And then, you know, the one thing we'd love, I would like end of year feedback from our listeners in terms of like, what's the stuff that they prefer? I don't really want people to say like what I don't like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's kind of negative, and like what you don't like is probably not what everybody doesn't like. So I just prefer sort of like positive comments on the stuff that people like, you know, just so that we can gravitate towards the more popular stuff.
Yeah.
So just, you know, if you got time, send us a message saying sort of like in 2020, these are the types of stories that you know, these are the types of things that we like. Do people like it when it's dirtier? Do people like it when it's less dirty? Do people like it when it's more relationship based, more mental health based? You know, just let us know what you're into.
Yeah, because then we can get the guests that will suit that.
And I think for the podcast, my personal resolution is I want to make sure It's as funny as it can be, as much as possible.
Okay.
I mean, we're not always trying to be funny. Sometimes the situations don't require laughs, but at the same time, I do want people to think that they can come to us for not just information, but for, you know, like entertainment and respite from their brain.
I got a really nice message the other day, from a guy saying that when I joked on the last podcast, just that I was like really afraid about getting murdered, he said that it made him laugh and he had a bad day, and thinking about my potential murder changed his day.
Oh, that's great.
And that's so nice.
I'm great our listeners get happy that, you know, you're thinking about your own murder.
Yeah, so thank you. I like him. Nice man.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel, Katie? You were interviewing on your own. You're out on your own there.
Wait, Natalie, I was a little scared because it was like new for me. And the thing is, well, because she's one of my best friends, you know, I was like, oh, I have to remember to be like interviewing her. But no, I actually had a great time, in fairness. Now, a lot of fucking editing, but yeah, no, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad you let me. It was like,
but that's part of it. The editing is part of it.
Yeah. And it was more, yeah, no, you know, it was fun, and we got to chat. Yeah, I love Natalie. I think she's great. We're very different, like.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was more curious to know how you felt about sort of, you know, running the show.
Yeah, you know, it's grand. I was just nervous, of course, without you, because usually you're looking at all the equipment. So there's little things like that I was like, oh, this is like a new thing I need to keep an eye on.
Oh, like an extra thing, yeah.
Yeah, while also listening and
driving
and making sure. Yeah, right. I'll never do that, but. But yeah, no, I was like proud of myself because I was like quite nervous before it and then nervous it going out. But then a few people messaged me and I was like, oh, that makes me feel better. I always want affirmation, so please message me all the time.
I think you did great.
Oh, thanks. That means the world to me.
Oh, does it? It means
the
world to you?
It does. It does.
I mean, I have some notes, but we'll talk about it. No, I'm only kidding.
I had some notes for myself.
I was grateful you did it, you know?
Yeah. You know, and it had been a bit of a mental week for me, so it was probably the perfect time to have Natalie on to talk about some of the stuff I wanted to talk about.
So you were using her?
No, but I mean, I hadn't really gotten a chance to talk to her about getting those freaky emails, so it was the perfect time to really kind of be like, oh, and she's like...
I know, I was delighted I told that guy to send you crazy emails just to get something to fucking talk about in the podcast, you know?
Yeah, but life, that's so funny. Like, literally, someone messaged me and was like, only this shit happens to you. Like, for fuck's sake.
Well, you're making it up, you know?
I'm not making it up! I got screenshots, baby. I wish I was fucking making up. Anyway, sure you can.
Just for the record, we gotta go. Because I actually have to be directed to your house here.
Okay. And yeah, we should really call it over, end it.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, guys, you know the drill. So give us a review. Hit us up on Instagram. And yeah. We'll talk to you guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. Happy New Year.
Love you, bye.
Nolik Honda Kleev. What is it?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, fuck. My goddamn Irish. That's fucking shit. It's so embarrassing.
Tá Brett last on a ditch. Happy birthday to you.
No, what is it? Ablian Fuiblo. Fuck!
I've no idea.
I'm just trying to say Happy New Year.
What is it? Happy New Year? No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
That's embarrassing. All right, let's go.
Okay, bye.
Shalom.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.